DNC LiveWire Night 3 Pathological Liar Tim Walz in Spotlight. By Matthew Boyle on August 21, 2024. Wednesday marks the third night of the highly dysfunctional Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Chicago, Illinois, and Democrats are scrambling to figure out how to execute convention logistics properly. The first two nights, they pushed their current and former presidents of the United States past prime time. Neither Joe Biden nor Barack Obama took the stage before 11 p.m. on the East Coast, and Democrats struggled to find any coherent message at all. The Democrats have spent the first two days griping about former President Donald Trump, the Republican presidential nominee for the third straight election, whipping out as many ludicrous insults as they can. They have been mostly policy-free in their speeches, instead spending their time on stage trying to convince themselves that working-class voters are not abandoning Democrats in droves and that abortion really is the quintessential issue of this millennium. Neither is true, so they are basically stuck with running on good vibes and having DJs play cool playlists while they do fake ceremonial votes that celebrities like rapper Lil Jon make surprise appearances at. On Wednesday, all eyes will be on the pathological liar Democrat presidential nominee Vice President Kamala Harris selected as her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Walz has demonstrably lied about his service record in the Minnesota National Guard, claiming falsely, multiple times, that he served in war and inflating his rank upon retirement. Even the establishment media, so desperate to protect Democrats, admit Walz is a liar, with both the New York Times and Axios joining the fray in the past day. Walz has not just stolen valor by lying about his service record. He has, per CNN, lied about his drunk driving arrest in 1995. Lied about how his children were conceived. They were not conceived by in vitro fertilization, despite Walz publicly claiming multiple times that they were, and even about what seasoning he puts on his tacos in a fake interview with his running mate. For someone to lie about so many serious but also so many trivial things raises dire questions about whether he can trust it about anything, ever, at all. Walz's compulsive dishonesty is set to be on display for what little of the nation is actually paying attention to this train wreck of a convention. As the Nielsen television ratings the past two nights show a sharp drop-off in viewership compared with the last time Democrats had a convention, 8 years ago in 2016. Furthermore, despite the undeniable energy among party faithful that they have a candidate who can walk and talk instead of the cadaver that is Biden, whom they unceremoniously dumped in one of the worst coups in political history, there is also a palpable message seeping through from party elders to the base. This election is not in the bag, and they are worried that Trump will win. Both Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, who is weirdly obsessed with Trump, as evidenced by his Tuesday evening speech, made clear toward the ends of their addresses to the convention that they do not believe Harris has this election won and that they very well could lose it. Speaking of the coup against Biden, the grand orchestrator of that, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, will also address the convention on Wednesday evening. What, if anything, she says about Biden, whose rotted hulk of a political corpse she left on the side of the road when she pushed him aside for Harris, will be interesting, to say the least. Also interesting will be whether she tries, as others have, to differentiate Harris from Biden and keep her out of the various policy messes that she and Biden made together. When it comes to appealing to suburban women, too, there is no better speaker for Democrats than Wednesday evening's other star attraction, former President Bill Clinton. The serial philanderer himself will get up two nights after his wife, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, addressed the convention. It is unclear at this time if Clinton will mention his friends Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, or Bill Cosby on the stage, but how this guy has managed to avoid the reputation destruction those others who engaged in similar behavior have is quite amazing. Never forget that Bill Clinton was credibly accused of rape and sexual assault by multiple women. Maybe Trump could bring them to one of the upcoming debates, like he did in 2016 against Hillary, and ask prosecutor Kamala Harris if she could do something for their cases against the former president. As it all goes down, yet again, in Chicago for the third and almost final night, thank the heavens this is almost over, follow along here on Breitbart News for live breaking news and analysis of what is happening. Update 11:43 p.m. ET. Walz spoke for 15 minutes and just shouted platitudes. He's already getting ripped for it everywhere. Update 11:39 p.m. ET. Waltz has already wrapped his speech at less than 20 minutes in length. That had zero substance in it, and it was all vibes and feelings. This guy is going to get wrecked when it comes to specifics if he's ever actually pressed in interviews, press conferences, and debates. Update 11:38 p.m. ET. Waltz says the Democrats are losing the election as it stands right now. He makes a comparison to a football team down a field goal in the fourth quarter but with the ball and driving. There will be time to sleep when you're dead, he says. Update 11:35 p.m. ET. Waltz leads the crowd in a "We're not going back" chant. And now he's hyping Harris's resume. Update 11:33 p.m. ET. And here we go, Waltz has now begun attacking Trump and Vance. Update 11:28 p.m. ET. Waltz's speech so far has zero policy and it's heavy on his background, which America now knows he lied incessantly and compulsively about. Update 11:24 p.m. ET. Waltz says it's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States. Seconds later, he repeats the joy nonsense. Update 11:22 p.m. ET. Waltz is finally taking the stage. It's worth noting the introduction video again lied about his rank in the Minnesota National Guard. Update 11:20 p.m. ET. Now the DNC is playing a video with the voice of Waltz's wife Gwen to further introduce him. As if he has not been introduced enough. Update 11:15 p.m. ET. And the Democrats have another speaker, Waltz's neighbor, before Waltz, hereby wasting more time. Update 11:10 p.m. ET. Now, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, is speaking because why not fill more time before Waltz comes on stage? Update 11:05 p.m. ET. Buttigieg is done now, and then the Democrats played another messaging video. And now on stage is John Legend doing some kind of performance. We're still awaiting Tim Waltz, and it's getting far later than when Biden took the stage on Monday and when Obama took the stage on Tuesday. The DNC is officially a disorganized mess. Update 11 p.m. ET. Now Pete Buttigieg is speaking, and Democrats have officially screwed up their convention for the third straight night by talking too long with meaningless programming that pushed their vice presidential candidate now past prime time. How embarrassing. Update 10:48 p.m. ET. Oprah is done now, and Democrats wasted more time with a Waltz propaganda video, and now Maryland Governor Wes Moore is speaking to waste more time. Zero chance Waltz makes it to the stage in primetime tonight. Update 10:47 p.m. ET. Oprah, just like Bill Clinton earlier in the night, is pushing what so many others have been across the media and Democrat Party about Harris, Joy. It's a totally fake talking point meant to cover up her sinister sneering laugh. But still they keep spreading this word, and it's nonsense. Update 10:37 p.m. ET. Democrats across the party are clearing just laughing off senior aides to the Harris campaign. The convention programming and schedule is a disaster yet again, third straight night now. They are just ranting nonstop uncontrollably without a clear message. Update 10:32 p.m. ET. Oprah Winfrey has now walked on stage. The Chicago native opens by saying, "Who says you can't go home again?" She says the Obamas last night were epic fire. Oprah directly says the Democrats are going to elect Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States. Update 10:30 p.m. ET. As Democrats waste more time with prepackaged videos and whatnot, it is beginning to emerge that uncommitted delegates are furious with the Democrats. Update 10:22 p.m. ET. Video has surfaced showing Waltz praising Ilhan Omar. Meanwhile, on the convention stage, Shapiro has left the stage and now the Democrats have brought up Amanda Gorman? Apparently she is a poet and activist according to CNN. More time filling that keeps pushing back Waltz's speech. Update 10:15 p.m. ET. Cortez Masto is done now, but Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is taking the stage. Democrats still have Oprah, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, former Speaker Pelosi, a performance by John Legend, and more before they get to Waltz. It is beginning to seem highly unlikely they get Waltz on stage before primetime ends this evening. Update 10:12 p.m. ET. More run-of-the-mill nobodies are speaking now, as Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, is speaking. The Democrats are just wasting time on stage with nothingness. Update 10:10 p.m. ET. Tony West, Kamala Harris's brother-in-law, gave a long-winded and pointless speech now, more time-filling by Democrats who cannot seem to properly run a convention. Now, the DNC is wasting more time playing video montages of Harris. It's after 10 p.m. on the East Coast and still no sign of Waltz. And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has to speak among several other big names this evening. Update 9:45 p.m. ET. Clinton is now talking about how while everyone there is happy and he says that is one of the reasons President-to-be Harris is doing so well, he warns everyone that they should not underestimate our adversaries. Clinton seems to be warning Democrats they are not winning this election, and that they have major problems ahead of them this year. There's still a lot of slips between today and Election Day we have to navigate, Clinton said. Update 9:28 p.m. ET. 8 minutes into his speech he finally says Harris's name a second and third time. Update 9:25 p.m. ET. Clinton finally mentioned Harris more than 5 minutes into his speech, and after he attacked Trump. Update 9:24 p.m. ET. Clinton is now arguing that Biden was not forced out but that he voluntarily gave up political power and compares Biden to George Washington. Update 9:23 p.m. ET. Clinton begins his remarks by praising the Obamas. Biden, and his wife Hillary. He has not said anything about Kamala Harris yet. He is going in depth about Biden's improbable turn as president, and still has not mentioned Harris. Update 9:20 p.m. ET. Bill Clinton is now walking on stage. Pretty amazing that the Democrats are elevating an alleged rapist. Update 9:16 p.m. ET. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries is speaking now. And it's getting really late already with lots more to accomplish. Looks like this third night is off the rails just as bad if not worse than previous nights of the DNC. Update 9:01 p.m. ET. Keenan seems to be having some technological issues as he is talking to people via video interview about supposed things in Project 2025 which Trump has disavowed anyway and made clear is not his vision. But facts obviously do not matter to Democrats. Update 8:59 p.m. ET. Actor and comedian Keenan Thompson is speaking now and has a giant printed-out copy of Project 2025 on stage with him. Update 8:55 p.m. ET. Now, Wonder is performing. Update 8:50 p.m. ET. Stevie Wonder is on stage now, and instead of just performing he is speaking first. Update 8:41 p.m. ET. As the video ends, the crowd and the DNC chants lock him up. Then, the former chairman of the January 6th committee, Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, takes the stage. Thompson, for whatever it's worth, is the very same Democrat who introduced legislation that would have stripped Donald Trump of U.S. Secret Service protection just a few months before Trump was shot in Pennsylvania. Thompson has not withdrawn the legislation. Update 8:38 p.m. ET. Now, the DNC is playing a highly produced video of January 6, 2021, made by a former ABC executive who left the network to help produce primetime programming for the January 6th Select Committee. The same executive has been hired by the DNC to produce two different short films for this evening's programming. Update 8:35 p.m. ET. Former GOP Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan is speaking at the DNC now. Democrats have really been leaning in on getting ex-Republicans to speak at this event. Update 8:15 p.m. ET. Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, is coming onto the stage now as all the cast and characters of useless Democrats hog up all their primetime airtime and keep pushing their main talent until much later in the evening than most people watch. So, it seems the Democrats have not fixed any of their logistical problems yet, and they are just filling lots of time with no actual message. Update 8 p.m. ET. It's worth noting the very first lyrics of Morris's song when she took the stage were, "If you don't like it, get the hell out." That's not a very inclusive message. Update 7:58 p.m. ET. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, is introducing country music star Maren Morris. Actress Mindy Kaling is emceeing much of this third evening of the DNC as well. Morris should be coming up to perform soon. Update 7:52 p.m. ET. When John Pauline, the father of an Israeli-American held hostage in Gaza, says it is not a political issue, the crowd applauds. He says that Biden and Harris are working for a ceasefire deal to bring the hostages home and stop the despair in Gaza. The crowd is very tepidly applauding the Palins, who have been through hell thanks to radical Islamic terrorists. Update 7:49 p.m. ET. Family members of Israeli-American hostages held by Hamas in Gaza right now are speaking at the DNC. This is powerful to hear from them, but how the radical left protester side of the Democrats coalition reacts to this will be interesting. Update 7:39 p.m. ET. Washed up has been former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who ran in the GOP primary against Trump this cycle but lost so badly he didn't even register, is apparently in the audience at the DNC now meeting the Arkansas delegation. Update 7:36 p.m. ET. Here's radical Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. He's pushing George Floyd hard from the stage, citing phone calls from both Waltz and Harris he says he received encouraging him to pursue the legacy of George Floyd. Pretty amazing the Democrats are now from their stage at their convention celebrating the riots of 2020, the lawlessness that saw cities burn. Update 7:21 p.m. ET. Blunt Rochester ends her speech by screaming weirdly into the microphone and as her voice cracked she said something like "let's go" then ran off the stage. Update 7:18 p.m. ET. Here we go again with the giant procession of run-of-the-mill Democrats, as Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, DITA, who's running for Senate in Delaware is speaking now from the stage. It's going to be another long and boring night it seems, as Blunt Rochester is screaming like a psycho into the microphone about Donald Trump. Yet again. Update 7:17 p.m. ET. CNN's panel is currently discussing whether Waltz can connect with regular Americans unlike the elitists Harris represents. David Urban, a former Trump official, raises the point that Waltz can only prove it by actually campaigning which he has yet to do.